Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and pretty much any SCW fan can tell you what that means. It is now time for SCW Radio, and guys, it's kind of a celebration here, so to speak, in a manner of speaking, I guess, because, you know, just 4 days from now, February the 22nd, would be 3 years since SCW Radio has been on the air, and I should have queued up an applause track for that. No worries, though. 3 years SCW Radio has been on the air. Barely ever missing an edition. I'd say we've done fairly well here on Blog Talk Radio. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to start the episode off by talking about that. 3 years strong, SCW Radio is still running. And you know what, I'm proud of that because I've pretty much been the host since day one. So yeah, not to blow any smoke up my own ass, but you know what, I'm pretty proud of it. I'm proud of what this show's become. The numbers are really good, and you know, as always, it's a highlight of my week to hold SCW Radio. So with that said, let's go ahead and give out that number, the guest call-in number, as we're opening up the chat room right now as well. If you have any questions or comments you'd like for us to address on air, you can do so. You can submit that question on the chat room here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Link's been provided all over social media for you guys. Also, if you want to call in, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, the guest call-in number this evening, 713-955-0804. Already got a couple of callers already in my queue, and we'll get to you guys in just 1 second, just momentarily. Really quickly, though, let's talk about it, because it is coming up this Saturday. We're literally 3 days away from the first event of the 2015 season for SCW Entertainment, and it is Best of the Best. And I got to tell you, you know, this is a show that's got a lot of roots at SCW Entertainment. A lot of people were disappointed last year, the first year since the inception of the tournament, that there was not a Best of the Best tournament held. And we're making it up for it because we're kicking off 2015 with a Best of the Best tournament. This event usually scheduled for around August time. We're making up for it. And you know what? It seemed to be the right thing to do because we're without a formal SCW heavyweight champion, and what better way to solve that problem than in a tournament? 8 men get the opportunity, 3 rounds, 3 victories will achieve the SCW heavyweight championship. So let's talk about the show, Best of the Best, guys. Like I said, this Saturday, 3 days from now, 7 o'clock p.m., we're going to be out at Triangle Daycare and Activity. It's 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina. Tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for ages 5 and under. Now, what do we already know about Best of the Best? We know that in the first round bracket, it will be TJ Boss versus a individual who is yet to be named. Now, there's something that, you know, a lot of emphasis has been put on, those question marks next to TJ Boss's name in the bracket. And I can go ahead and unveil right now that before the Best of the Best tournament kicks off, there will be a match. This match type, the competitors, who all would be a part of it, will not be known until that match goes on. But there will be a match to determine who will get that last spot in the Best of the Best tournament against TJ Boss in round one of the quarterfinals. That all goes down before the tournament even takes place this Saturday at the Best of the Best event. Now, like I said, the winner of that match will move on to face TJ Boss in the first quarterfinal match. The second quarterfinal match will be James Hall, the SCW Internet Champion, taking on the SCW Extreme Champion, Aaron McClure, champion versus champion. You got James Hall, who I got to tell you, the guy looks like a Greek god. He's built. He's one of the strongest guys in the SCW ring. But he's getting into the ring with the intimidation factor, let's just be perfectly honest, the 400-pound Aaron McClure, possibly I won't even say possibly, the best win-loss record in the history of this company belongs to that man. That's going to be a fight. James Hall has been a best-of-the-best champion twice. He's won this thing 2 years, 2011 and 2012, and he almost did it back in 2013. We're talking about a guy who is he's ready for best-of-the-best, but what's going to happen when he runs into that brick wall known as the intimidation factor? We find that out in 3 days. Also, in the third quarterfinal matchup, this rivalry, these guys definitely not strangers to each other. Sean Storm versus Dean Richards one-on-one. And if you recall, the feud, so to speak, that these guys have been having goes back to September when there was a mini-tournament designed to set up a number one contender for then-champion Daniel Maxim at WrestleFest 6, to which Sean Storm and Dean Richards both essentially screwed each other out of, and this huge rivalry, this grudge between these two has been based on one man coming out on top and making that next step, whether it be Sean Storm in reclaiming the SCW Heavyweight Championship, or whether it be Dean Richards in claiming that title for the very first time. Now, which man wants it more? We're going to find that out, and this could be the head to this rivalry. I got to think, you know, where it started and where it's going this Saturday seems like a good place for it to come to fruition. We're going to find out, guys. And in the fourth and final quarterfinal match, we get a rematch from Toys for Tots as Anderson Strong steps into the ring with Antonio Smith one-on-one. Will things turn out the way they did at Toys for Tots with Anderson Strong coming out on top? Or will Antonio Smith tie their series, so to speak, and advance in the best of the best tournament? You know, a lot of speculation between these two at Toys for Tots after Anderson Strong defeated Antonio Smith, picking him back up to his feet, whispering something in his ear. Antonio and Anderson aren't talking about it. It's a point that's been brought up several times on this show. Maybe we'll learn more about that. You know, only time will tell, but the only way to find out is to be at Best of the Best this Saturday. Now, there you go, guys. Those four quarterfinal matches already signed, and a preliminary bout to find out who will be facing TJ Boss in his quarterfinal bracket. And it doesn't end there, guys. It doesn't end there because also in the same night, the two semifinal matches are going down. The winner of the TJ Boss versus mystery opponent match will face the winner of the James Hall Aaron McClure match in a best of the best semifinal match. Also, the winner of the Sean Storm versus Dean Richards match will take on the winner of Anderson Strong versus Antonio Smith in the second quarterfinal match. And in the very same night, the winner of those two semifinal matchups will face each other in the finals to determine the new SCW Heavyweight Champion. And guys, speaking of that, another thing Best of the Best is going to be exciting for is the unveiling of the brand new SCW Heavyweight Championship belt. All this, so much more going to be going on at this event. It is definitely something you don't want to miss. So one more time, guys, this Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m. is bell time. Doors will open at 6:30 out at Triangle Daycare and Activity at 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina. $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for ages 5 and under. It's the best of the best tournament, and we will crown a brand new SCW Heavyweight Champion. Now, you know, speaking of best of the best, we put up a poll a while back. Were you the SCW fans, this was on Facebook, by the way, where you the SCW fans could vote who you thought would be leaving Best of the Best with the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And right now, I am on that page, and I can tell you the winner of the fans poll on who will leave Best of the Best as the SCW Heavyweight Champion is Dean Richards. There are actually a lot of people out there talking about Dean Richards. There's a... of course, the individuals who see a James Hall or an Aaron McClure or a TJ Boss or a Sean Storm or an Anderson Strong who think, you know, these are guys that have already been to the mountain before, you know, they can definitely do it again. But you see, there's another end of the spectrum here. When you look at the Antonio Smiths and the Dean Richards and possibly whoever this final unnamed participant is who have not been the SCW Heavyweight Champion and maybe want it more than those guys because of that fact. But regardless of any of that, I got to tell you, a lot of people think Dean Richards is the favorite to win the Best of the Best tournament and become the SCW Heavyweight Champion, and I can't deny it. The guy's been on a hell of a roll lately, and you know what? He's got just as good a chance as anybody else is walking out this Saturday the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So there you go, the results of the fan poll on who you think will leave Best of the Best SCW Heavyweight Champion. You guys collectively feel in a democratic sense Dean Richards. So there you go. All right, guys. With that said, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and start opening up the lines here. But before we do that, let's really quickly give out some URLs and links so anyone out there listening can follow, friend, like, share, whatever, you know, the situation calls for, SCW Entertainment on all social media and the World Wide Web, guys. Of course, you can find us at our official website at scwentertainment.com. You can also find us at Facebook, search SCW Entertainment. You can find us at Twitter at SCW Greenwood. Of course, on YouTube at youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Right here on blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. And south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us on such sites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google Plus, SoundCloud, and more. So like I always say, guys, it's kind of interesting just to type in those keywords, SCW Entertainment, on a Google search engine and see the page after page after page of SCW Entertainment content. So like I said, we're about to go ahead and start taking calls now. Before we do, one more time, I'm going to give out that guest call-in number. It is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. If you want to be a part of SCW Radio this week, those are the numbers to dial in. Also, keep in mind, we do have the chat room open. So if you don't want to call, you have any questions, comments, we'll address them right here on air at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Chat is open. So with that said, guys, first things first, we're going to take our first caller here. Last four digits, 9245. You're on SCW Radio.
Yeah, this is Cat
Hello,
Daddy
caller.
Calling.
Last...
Yeah, this is Cat Daddy.
What's going on, Cat Daddy?
I'm listening in, and I'm hearing talk of best of the best. And again, I feel like there's no justice at all for Cat Daddy. I feel like still after last week's radio show when I made my nevertheless, it's all because I feel like I'm not getting my fair share championship and the best of the best tournament. Dean Richards, no doubt, is a great competitor, and for that very well fact, he could very well leave best of the best the SCW heavyweight champion. I'm just wondering, all the little kiddies around the world just wondering why Cat Daddy is not getting that same opportunity.
Well, you know, we spoke about it last week, and, you know, we spoke about that last spot with TJ Balls. Now, I don't know if you caught this earlier in the broadcast, but we did mention there will be a match to be named, opponents match type to be named, that will be sort of a preliminary bout before the Best of the Best event really kicks off to determine who that man is, who's going to be the eighth man to face TJ Balls in the first round of the quarterfinals at Best of the Best. You know, while you're here on the radio, I mean, would you like to throw your name in that hat? I got to tell you, man, there's no telling who's going to be in this match, but I got to tell you, it's really
I would love to throw my name in that hat for that. Of course, the opportunity is there, and that's all I ask for, it's the opportunity. But you mean to tell me that the winner of that match not only has to win that match, but also win the other three? So in all, this guy has to win four matches to be the next SCW heavyweight champion in one
night.
That's a great
point, and you're absolutely right, man. I got to tell you, you know, it's hard enough, like you said, it's hard enough to be able to defeat three different opponents in singles competition. But adding this match, this is what the SCW Council felt was necessary to find a eighth individual for this event. And I got to tell you, man, if you know, and I'm not blowing smoke. I told you last week, I really feel like, you know, you're one of the guys at SCW Entertainment that is ready to take that next step. I've I've watched your stuff, and I really feel like you are, man. And if it's that road that you have to go through, that's the road you're going to have to go through. But I got to tell you, man, four matches, and this is me asking Cat Daddy one-on-one, how do you think you do, man? Do you think you could win all four matches and leave SCW Heavyweight Champion?
To be successful in this business, you got to believe in yourself. And I believe with every fiber in me, all the little kittens feel that, yes, I could win four matches. If that's what it takes to be the SCW Heavyweight Champion, then that's what it takes. I feel that I could endure enough to dig down deep and do what I have to do to be SCW Heavyweight Champion. Like I said last week to TJ, I've never had the SCW Heavyweight Championship. TJ has. Not saying anything, but he wants it. I know he does. He wants to be, for the first time, the first ever four-time SCW Heavyweight Champion. But Art Battley more than he wants to be the first four-time Cat Daddy wants to be for the very first time SCW Heavyweight Champion. And like I said last week, with everything that's on the line and with the stakes being so high, I will do what I have to do to be the SCW Heavyweight Champion.
And, you know, this is I kind of spoke on this earlier, the difference between the guys that have been to the top and the guys that haven't. And, you know, you kind of brought this point up last week and you brought it up again. There does seem to be a fire kindled under a lot of individuals at SCW Entertainment who have never reached that pinnacle that is the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And, you know, being a guy who is done with my wrestling career now, who can look back and just look at the locker room, I got to tell you, I think we have the most impressive, you know, roster of young talent in this state. I really do have to say that. And, you know, yourself, Cat Daddy, Tony Lycan, Ace Harris, the Professor Murdoch, Dr. Carl Hager, Antonio Smith, you know, these are guys I feel – what's that? Go ahead.
I totally agree with you. It's not going to be an easy road at all. It's not going to be easy at all. Whoever walks out SCW Heavyweight Champion will have earned it. There's no doubt about it. It's not going to be an easy road. Just like you were saying, the talent in the locker room is me outstanding. I'm so impressed, and I can't wait to get in the ring with a lot of those guys, especially guys like TJ, the Professor Murdoch, who I've been in the ring with and tagged him out with, by the way, GPA. Still don't respect those guys as far as people, but as far as talent, it is what it is. But
that actually brings up a point that I wanted to hit on. We didn't really touch on it much last week, but you know, we've seen here in recent months, yourself and your partner, Del Frito, the Smooth Operators, you guys have had, in my estimation, some excellent tag team encounters with GPA. Regardless of not of what happens at Best of the Best, have the fans seen the last encounter between the Smooth Operators and GPA?
No, it's not. It's not over. It's not over. It's definitely not over. You see, Professor Murdoch, really, you're just in my way, to be honest. Because, see, Dr. Carl Hager, you screwed me out of my half of the Tag Team Championship. I didn't get beat for my Tag Team Championship, and because of that, is one of the other points I wanted to bring up. Why Cat Daddy feels the way he feels. I was tag champion because of the technicality. I'm no longer tag champion, which is understandable, but at the same time, it was a technicality. No one beat me to be SCW Tag Champion. Carl Hager. And because of that, I have a personal problem with Hager, and me and Hager are going to finish it somewhere down the line. But just so he knows, there will be another encounter, hopefully somewhere down the line. But if not, I can promise those two guys this. I will not rest until they are no longer SCW Tag Team Champions. If I don't do it, I'll make sure someone else does.
All right. Now, we do have another caller here in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and get this caller in as well. And if I'm not mistaken, we're being joined by another individual that I listed off a couple of minutes ago. If I'm not mistaken, we're now being joined by Ace Harris. Is that you, Ace?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I fell asleep there. I fell asleep listening to Cat Daddy. I'm sorry. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. Got to fight four matches. Why am I not in this tournament? You know, Cat Daddy, I respect you as a performer, as an athlete, but, you know, in order to get things done, you got to do it yourself. You know, I did that against Tony Lycan, and where's Tony Lycan? Nobody's heard from Tony Lycan. But, you know, I want to ask you a question, Mr. Lone. Mr. Van, sorry. I want to ask you a question. I want to know why. I want to know why didn't you just go ahead and, you know, and slide Ace Harris into the man to fight T-Bay Boss? Because I did it in 2013 at the Best of the Best tournament. I did it against T-Bay Boss. Yeah, I lost, but I was still there. So why do I have to sit around and wait? And possibly fight a match. Why do I have to do that?
Well, you know, really? you're pretty much given the same opportunity as everybody else, including Cat Daddy, and he's thrown his name in that hat. You know, it would be just as easy for you to throw your name in the hat, man. If you want it bad enough, like we said earlier, those four matches are your proving ground.
You know, well, I want everybody to know that whether I have to fight four matches or whether, you know, I have to take my spot, I don't care. I will be the man in that tournament. I don't care if it's Cat Daddy, Carl Hager, Professor Murdoch, Tony Lycan, whoever's in this little
it's do you really think you're gonna win? Huh? Didn't you listen to anything I said earlier? No, you said you were asleep. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. You listen to this. You will not win.
Well, really, I have as much sense as you have of winning. And winning is something you haven't had done lately either. I mean, if you want to say to somebody,
you're speaking of the last two Tag Team title matches, yeah. We've fallen short, but no doubt about that. It is what it is.
You couldn't capture the tag team titles. You think you're ready for the heavyweight championship?
Like I say, that's a whole ball game. Tag team wrestling requires team effort and team working. Like I said, me and Del Frito, we just fell short. Chemistry wasn't working all the way, and GPA, they cheated, so it is what it is, but it's every man for himself. Every man is going to carry his own weight. Every man is going to fight tooth and nail for this. And I'm not saying, Ace Harris, that you're not going to give it everything you got. What I'm saying is that your drive is not as strong as mine. I want this. And I want it badly. And
you
I'm telling
you, want it. I'm sorry. Go
I'm
ahead.
Telling you, I will do whatever it takes. If it comes through you, if it comes through Tony Lycan, if it comes through Dr. Carl Hager, if it comes through the Professor Murdoch, even if it comes between me and my partner Del Frito, I will do whatever it takes to get in the Best of the Best tournament on my way and my quest to be SCW heavyweight champion.
Well, it sounds to me like you got yourself convinced there, partner. It sounds to me that, you know, you believe in yourself, and that, and that's good. That's good to hear, because I believe in myself too. So maybe, just maybe, we have to wait 72 hours and see if Cat Daddy crosses paths with Ace Harris. If Ace Harris crosses paths with the Cat Daddy's little kittens, whatever you call them, because after I get done with you, they ain't going to be purring, that's for certain. They're going to, you know, they're going to go and lick your wounds, because I want this as bad as you say you want it. And, I get it. You've been on the radio show last week. I've been on the radio show multiple weeks. And I don't really hear from anybody else. So I agree with one thing when you say you want it bad. But you're just going to have to keep on wanting. Because it's not going to be you. It's going to be me.
Okay. I guess, like you said, we'll just have to wait 72 hours and see. I just hope you're ready.
Guys, you know, it's I'm really glad to see it. It's like I said earlier, and I hate to keep harping on it, but I really appreciate the young talent at SCW Entertainment. And like I said, the fire that's lit under the two of you, obviously, we here on SCW Radio this week. But what we're going to do, guys, is we've only got about 3.5 minutes left before we go into after call, is we're going to give you guys both your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio. We'll start with you, Cat Daddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, again, I just want to reiterate on everything I said last week and this week. I know how prestigious of a title the SCW Heavyweight Championship is. It is a very major heavyweight championship here in the state of South Carolina. And since day one, since I walked into that locker room last year, my eye has been on being SCW heavyweight champion. And with all due respect, Ace Harris, to every other participant who's going to be involved in the SCW heavyweight title picture, in 72 hours, promise to give a performance of a wrestling lifetime that I've never did before. And I will do exactly what I have to do. Like I said earlier, I will do whatever it takes. My eye is on the prize, and I have the eye of the tiger. And in 72 hours, SCW Wrestling, SCW fans, all the kittens everywhere, I will give you everything I got, and I will bring everything I have to get into that tournament on my way to the quest to be SCW Heavyweight Champion.
Whoa. All right, we'll move on to you there. Ace Harris, your closing thoughts.
Well, Mr. Van, I said it before, and I'll say it again. We'll do anything it takes to be the SCW Heavyweight Champion, whether it's at the best of the best or somewhere down the line. You know, one thing me and Mr. Cat Daddy can agree on is that we both want the opportunity, and so doesn't the other men in this, you know, in this tournament. So for the match that decides who's that mystery opponent, you know, I look forward very much so to being in that match, proving to everybody that it's Ace Harris' time. You know, Cat Daddy can say he's got the eye of the tiger or the eye of the kitten, whatever he wants to say. At the end of the day, I do respect you, Cat Daddy, because, like myself, you're here every week on this radio, well, for the past 2 weeks, proving, talking the talk. But let's see in 72 hours if you can walk the walk. I hope to see you in the ring, and I hope that maybe, you know, between me and you, the best man will win, because I intend on doing just that. I'm Mr. Country Boy Fresh Ace Harris, and it's mighty cold, so I'm going to go warm up.
All right, and with that said, speaking of 72 hours, guys, we are exactly at 7 p.m., 3 days away from now, this very moment, Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m., bell time, guys. To backtrack a little bit, doors going to be opened up at 6:30. We're going to be at Triangle Daycare and Activity at 30 Boundary Street, Newberry, South Carolina. Is going to be best of the best. Tickets are $8 for adults, $8 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. One man will leave the best of the best tournament, not only as the new SCW heavyweight champion, but with the brand new SCW heavyweight championship belt. We now know that a preliminary bout before the event begins will take place. We're not exactly sure yet what type of match it will be, how many individuals will be involved, but we do know there will be that preliminary bout, and the winner of that match will face TJ Boss in a best-of-best quarterfinal match. Also, in another quarterfinal match, James Hall versus Aaron McClure. In the third quarterfinal match, Sean Storm versus Dean Richards. And in the fourth quarterfinal match, Anderson Strong versus Antonio Smith. Also, the very same night, the winner of the TJ Boss Mystery Opponent quarterfinal will face the winner of the James Hall Aaron McClure quarterfinal in the first semifinal match. And on the other side of that coin, you will see the winner of the Sean Storm Dean Richards match face the winner of the Anderson Strong Antonio Smith match in the second quarterfinal match. And there it is, guys, the main event, the final match. The winner of those two semifinal matches will face in the main event to crown a brand new SCW heavyweight champion. What better way to kick off the 2015 season of SCW Entertainment than the way we're doing it here at Best of the Best? I want to thank everyone for calling in. Thank Ace Harris. Thank Cat Daddy. Thank everyone out there for listening. I kind of want to congratulate myself. I'm just kidding. I want to thank everyone out there for making it very interesting, not only tonight, but every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. over the last 3 years that SCW Radio has been on the air. So I want to thank everyone. And, guys, we'll be back next week with some best of the best results. And I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about on that. So with that said, guys, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.